The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good girls and good guys out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. We are broadcasting live from cloudy Clarksville, Tennessee. Cloudy and rainy, might I add.
At the Riverview Inn. So when you're in town, you're supposed to stay here.
I mean, do you think that there's going to be like a whole conglomeration, Jake, of people just, hey, you know what? Since Bradley and Jake are there, we're going to go to Clarksville.
It's endorsement.
That's kind of how it works, doesn't it?
That's what was required on the contract.
Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on our downloads, our updates, our posts, our videos and the such, go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, double E, and be my personal friend, Bradley Dean, and or again, follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, phone lines are inaccessible. We actually got an interview coming up with in about 15 minutes here with Jake Daigle, who will be sponsoring the event tomorrow in Iowa when we're there. Jake, you can share as we go along here. But, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Pointy Ears?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Or when you're copying somebody else's ears, which Spock did mine.
Yes, he did.
I got
Leonard
that right.
Nimoy.
That's right.
Yes.
Old Leonard, and he stole all the money off of it.
Folks are probably thinking, man, these guys just, like, say strange things. I know. We're strangers in this earth. David said the same thing.
Sure.
We're just sojourners. That's exactly
right. And
right
now we're sojourning at the Riverview Inn. Thank you very much for allowing us to use the studios here again, like Bradley said, in Clarksville, Tennessee. Now, recently, there's a couple things to go over. Yesterday, we broadcasted from the Liberty Alliance Group. Fantastic group of people. Jared Valerano, also
very cool guy.
Liz was there. Jared's brother, Brandon. They started a great
Italiano.
Organization. Yes,
yes,
very, very. And they like barbecue. So this is what happened through this whole scenario. We did the show. We sat down with Jared for a little bit because, as you know, Bradley posts on a lot of his columns on a lot of those websites that those guys own. And as we were discussing, we were talking about Famous Dave for a minute, and he said, well, you guys, you know, Southern barbecue, is the best barbecue. So he recommended this little joint called Johnny's. So we obliged. We said, hey, we love barbecue. We love Famous Dave's. That's up in Minnesota. Apparently they think that in the north we don't know anything about barbecue.
In the south.
Why were they mistaken? No, but we live in the north. They think we don't know anything about barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we went and visited this southern joint.
Nothing like Dave's.
Now, it was a very cool store. We walked in. These guys sell, and we got a picture of this, actually. I was holding up one of the handguns and then the hot sauce on the other side. They have bullets, ammunition, boots, literally on the table around you while you eat barbecue.
Yeah, I noticed the girls down south, too, namely in barbecue joints, they're kind of bigger girls.
Yeah. They model themselves after the barbecue.
I think
beasts.
They don't have to get their hand caught in the barbecue pan because you can already see it. It's apparent.
It's there. And as they serve it,
bigger women. They like their pork.
They literally have barbecue sauce still on their face when they're serving this when the food and the meals and things.
Yeah, but they got nice hair.
That's right, great hair.
Yes.
We posted a picture of this actually. This particular restaurant. It was pretty cool. And it shows you the location of it and everything like that. But we had a comment here that somebody brought up. First Jared said, glad you came by. We all look forward to a continued friendship and partnership. You're going to see a lot more of collaboration between Sons of Liberty and Liberty Alliance.
Awesome.
But at this particular picture of the guns and barbecue at Johnny's, Susan Porter said, woohoo, good businessman. So you're bringing in American ideals. You've got your barbecue. You've got your guns.
So what's our royalty for this commercial, Jake? Because you spent 3 minutes on it already.
I'm driving people back to the Facebook page. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
I would think they'd be driven back to Johnny's in Georgia there.
Well, I haven't talked about the food yet. Folks, if you want a good barbecue joint, Famous Dave's rocks.
In Minnesota. Hands down.
Now, I'd like to see Dave serving up bullets and different things like that there, but we'll work on that with him. As far as the food goes, we know where we're going to go to eat. Also, too, we have some other pictures up there, but this one really I liked. Sherry Kaufman is her name. She said, OMG. I don't know what exactly that is.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. You are my new radio heroes. Between you, Janet, and Jan, I am in radio heaven.
Did you just
Sherry.
Say Janet?
Yeah.
I know her.
Exactly.
Wow.
Great show. Very
and her
similar.
Friend was, what was her friend's name?
Jan.
Janet. I know her, too.
That's right.
From the Mennoners.
That's right.
Yes.
And
weird. That's weird. I didn't know that you guys knew them, and I didn't know they knew us, neither.
Those guys passed
their
small
show world.
After sonsoflibertyradio.com. I hope you heard that clearly.
Well, most
sons
people have, like,
radio.
Smith or Anderson or Macaulay or the such, but not
Mennoners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty unique sounding shows. But she said, I'm in radio heaven. Rob Cunningham also twittered just yesterday. He said, the most powerful solution for our republic, Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Media One. Now, that's not to be taken lightly, and that's also not a badge or a credential that puts anybody's head above another. But it is the truth, folks. People hear republic, they hear God's grace. He said, plus the Ten Commandments, America, support them both. That's an honor because people are attributing the anointing that God places in men and women's life when they stand up to the call to the hope and the solution in America. So thank you, Rob.
I want to make it clear, though. Listen, I'm the answer to nobody's dilemma. God is the answer, and that's where you keep your eyes fixed. Paul rightly said, follow me as I follow Christ in 1 Corinthians 11:1, and that's exactly where you need to keep your eyes fixed. If he's the author of your faith, he'll also be the finisher of your faith.
Right.
And it was Jesus that said, well, anyways, we got that point out. We got Jake Daigle coming up.
Yep, Jake Daigle's coming up next to talk about our event tomorrow in Des Moines at DMAC College, 7 p.m. I hope to see you all there.
And what are we doing prior to that?
We're doing a donor dinner right before that at 5 o'clock. So we're doing a dinner at the Olive Garden there in town in Ankeny. Also, too, you were on Steve Dace's show last night talking about very event. So I was catching up on this, and
folks,
we hope to see you there.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is not just talk radio. We are do radio, and we are all over the country all of the time. Florida, Georgia, Tennessee,
Clarksville.
Iowa tomorrow, Minnesota the following day. Wow. Be right back.
I like the South.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake again, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. What do we have going on here?
We've got to have Jake Daigle, but I'm going to need those phones off so I can hear him. Recently, in the state of Iowa, the good state of Iowa, and we have a lot of friends in Iowa, and like I said, Bradley Dean was just on the Steve Dace show. He broadcasts out of Iowa, but all over the country. There was a situation that happened on a college campus called DMAC, and many of the people in Iowa all know DMAC, Des Moines Area Community College. It was called the Iowa Governor's Conference of LGBTQ, and I just found out Q means questioning. They're not really sure. So they're going to fill in the rest of the letters of the alphabet here by year's end. But this conference literally had workshops targeting Christians and conservatives in Altoona, Iowa. So literally going after these people. And in this particular conference, as they were targeting these people, Jake Daigle, a 20-year-old from the college, stood up and said, "Listen, I'm going to protect my generation against the immoral persecution that attacks our faith and our values on a daily basis." And as this threat materialized itself, he went to his college and said, "Why are you funding this? Why are you giving them money to have something like this to attack my values and my faith and my belief system?" Jake said, "I'm going to have a counter demonstration. I'm going to invite Bradley Dean, and I want a free room for this." His college obliged because they were in hot water from the pressure that Jake was putting on them. Today we have as our guest, Mr. Jake Daigle. Thanks for being on the show with us, Jake.
Hey, Jake. I love your name. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I gotcha. But do you know the meaning of that name?
Held by the heel of God.
Okay. I like that definition. That sounds good. Some people say it's Prince. But anyways, let's get to the topic here. We go to Iowa, and this is going to be happening tomorrow. We have an event going at 7 p.m., and you are the one spearheading this. Do you have any major support from major organizations out there? What caused you to say, "I want to bring Bradley Dean onto my college, DMACC, D-M-A-C-C, Des Moines Area Community College, and do an event? 7 p.m. tomorrow, the doors open." What caused you to want to do that, Jake?
Well, I have no major organization supporting me. It's really just me spearheading this. I have wonderful people here in Iowa from various organizations that have been promoting this. And we just want to send a message loud and clear to Iowa that traditional Judeo-Christian values still matter within our state of Iowa.
That's right. And you know what? And you said, how old are you again, Jake? Tell our listeners how old you are.
I'm 20.
So a 20-year-old says that traditional values and morals are still alive within my generation, and I'm so willing to act upon those values that I'm going to stand against the onslaught that's coming at me, even though it's small, Jake, and I think you'll identify that. The biggest frustration is those that won't stand in the gap with you. But you've got a lot of momentum coming here. I know Jan Michelson there down in the state of Iowa has talked about your cause and been an advocate for it. Bradley was just on Steve Dace last night, and Steve was pumping this event like crazy because he believes in what you're doing as well. He'll be on the air while we're doing this event. But give us some of the details now. You're going to be at 7 o'clock. You're going to be on the campus. We're going to have Bradley speak. What else is going to happen that night? And if you can kind of direct people as to where they should go when they get on campus. I know it's not huge, but you've got a specific location where the event's going to happen.
Right. So the main event starts at 7 p.m. at the FFA Enrichment Center, room 106, so it's right on the first floor. You just drive into campus, depending on what direction you come from, and you'll just see a big building behind the apartments that are on campus, and that's the FFA Center. But prior to that, we are having a reception there with at the Olive Garden with Bradley. Anybody is welcome to that, and that's a $50 suggested donation to help us pay the rest of the fees in order to make this event happen.
So we still got some last-minute marketing. As everybody knows, when it comes to events, everybody waits until the last week to finally commit. Now, you can find more information on this event. Again, Bradley will be speaking at the DMAC campus here with Jake Daigle, who joins us as a guest. This is going to be on Facebook at Bradley Dean to Speak at DMAC, D-M-A-C-C, Bradley Dean to Speak at DMAC. You can find the information there. Also, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We've been posting the flyer on a daily basis, also on Bradley's personal Facebook as well. Jake, now you've had a couple days of calling out and reaching out to different groups all over the state. I understand you've got some bus companies that are willing to bus people in. Can you kind of give an idea for somebody who maybe lives an hour, maybe they live 2 hours, or maybe they're close by? How do they get into this event, and what should they expect?
Well, we're willing to work with any individual or any group to get them here. I'm willing to get some bus companies ready to haul in people, anything, so people can reach me at my email or my Facebook. My email is jake@jakedaigle, DAGEL.com. But we expect an evening of truth being told on all kinds of great issues being talked about. And we're just going to continue to send the message to Iowa that these issues matter.
And these issues, give me an example specifically of some of the issues that you're talking about. You've been attacked on a variety of fronts. What are some of the big issues right now that you feel that we really need to make our stand on right now?
Well, I believe that traditional marriage is being attacked. Not only from the left, but also from the right. We had an individual come here to Iowa just a few months ago and tell us that the Republican Party needed to back down on their opposition to homosexual marriage. So we're being attacked from both sides, regardless of political parties, and we need to send a message loud and clear that marriage is a union between one man and one woman, defined by God, nobody else.
Do you find that, also too, one of the sponsors of the event is YAF, right, Young Americans for Freedom?
Young America, yeah, that's correct.
That's the name of your student club. It's right there on DMAC campus. Again, tomorrow, 7 p.m., Bradley Dean will join Jake Daigle on the DMAC campus there, just outside of Des Moines, Iowa. You've got attendance. Any of you have a church youth group? You have a Boy Scout or Girl Scout group, an Alpha group, a women's group, student group, bowling group, Tea Party group, Legion clubs, VFW, local and state representatives. You got car and motorcycle clubs, rotary clubs. Come stand with this 20-year-old, folks. We can't leave a 20-year-old hanging in the breeze, standing for these values all on our own, while we enjoy the liberties that have been purchased from men like this 20-year-old or like Bradley Dean that are willing to stand for the liberties of your country. This all goes away if we don't stand collectively. We can't just enjoy off of the toils of certain men and women that stand in the gap for these issues, folks. And that's called liberty in America. We all know what's going on in Gosnell. We're going to talk about that a little more next segment. But, Jake, you stand for these values. Now, let me ask you this. In closing here, you brought up that you're in need of some donations to do some final days marketing. There's a donor dinner. Can you give those details again, please?
Yeah, anybody that would like to show up to that, it's from 5 to 6 at the Olive Garden on Oral Labor Road here in Ankeny, Iowa. Bradley will be there as long as myself. People can meet us, and it's a $50 suggested donation.
Awesome. Now, another thing, too, is on DMAC campus, we're at the FFA Enrichment Center, room 106, and that's in Ankeny, Iowa. You can find the details, again, on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to the Facebook page that Jake has set up, Bradley Dean to Speak at DMAC. Can you give your email address one more time in case people are from a little bit, you know, they're about an hour or two distance out, so you can help coordinate the rides here and connect them with the other groups that are going to be coming from around the state, Jake?
Right. My email is, once again, Jake at jakedagel.com. And that's D as in dog, A-G-E-L.
Awesome, Jake. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to meeting you personally. We're actually in Tennessee right now, so we're going to be making the trek over tonight and then tomorrow again. We'll see you all there. Join us at the Olive Garden, like Jake had said, at 5 p.m. right there in Ankeny, and then at 7 o'clock at the FFA Enrichment Center. One more time, it's Jake at jakedagel.com. Thank you for standing, Jake, and we're proud to stand with you, bro.
All right. Thank you, Jake.
Awesome. Have a great week, sir. Again, go to the Facebook, too, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. There's a whole flyer on this whole thing. I think the one thing that I want to send the message to is don't let this 20-year-old student stand alone here. We need to join him and send a message. Listen, this next generation is where your hope is in. We need to sow into them. And the best way to do that is stand with them. They'll go out there and they'll do the fighting. We can guide and we can instruct. But here's an example of somebody who's already doing it. He's got everything put together. It's all materialized. The event is set. Let's send that message, especially across Iowa. We have a lot of friends in Iowa and a lot of folks that don't want the righteous truth to be spoken in Iowa. But so what? When we stand, that dispels. And it happens every single time, the victory we have within Christ, folks. Again, one more time, Jake Daigle. It's Jake at Jake Daigle. If you're outside of the area of Des Moines there and you need to coordinate your ride share and getting situations, he has different groups coming from around the state. And also go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now, next up, we just released, actually, a column that talks about the Supreme Court's record advocating darkness. We liked that, threw that on Facebook. News with Views picked that up this morning. One of the parents, and this kind of ties into what I was just talking about with Jake Daigle and this event we're going to be doing tomorrow on DMAC campus at 7 p.m. Just outside of Des Moines. She said, regarding the statement, because this is what was said, the courts are protecting, you know, violent video games and things like that under the auspice of freedom of speech. And in this particular column, Bradley talks about the court's version of freedom of speech caused the darkness. And it's not just him who is involved in the darkness and commits the crime. It's he who causes that darkness. So the finger goes back to the Supreme Court. Why aren't you upholding the laws to protect young people from getting access to these sort of things? And by that, I mean it shouldn't be lawful for video game companies to produce this stuff and sell it on the free market. She said no court has the means to provide that. It is the parents who not only allow but provide the means for their children to play these games. That is true. Parents are the pushers. That is where the responsibility lies. It truly is that simple. But Pamela, let me draw the line. The responsibility of the government is to secure our rights. How do they do that? By enforcing law. This should not be allowed on a public vein. I do believe in self-government, and we don't need big government. But there, the Supreme Court stepped over its lines. Read that column at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Supreme Court record advocating darkness. We'll be right with you on the Sons of Liberty next segment.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here.
Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Got Heather pulled in with me real quick here. Again, folks, we are broadcasting live out of Clarksville, Tennessee. Cloudy, 45 degrees and rainy. I actually like this weather, believe it or not. But let's get over to Mr. Gosnell really quick. In Philadelphia, April 23rd, 2013, that would be yesterday, local media reported that judge has determined, listen to this carefully, judge has determined Gosnell will not face three counts of murder, one count of infanticide, and five counts of abuse of a corpse. The latter charges related to Gosnell's keeping the severed feet of aborted babies in jars in his clinic. Let me tell you something, friends. Let me just be quite candid with you. Because I know, for the most part, the sentiment of the people of this country are getting sick and tired of the injustice system. It's quite obvious to see what's going on here. The judge playing the minion for the Planned Parenthood murderers, and murderers they are, friends. Because at length, what will happen is if they come out and actually say that Gosnell has been committing acts of crimes, aborting babies, I don't care if it's inside the womb or outside of the womb, if they come forth and say that he's guilty, guess what? The whole abortion system throughout the country will be found guilty before a just and a holy God, which they are, regardless of what this judge says yay or nay to, according to law. It's also interesting to me what's going to happen, friends, is people are going to begin to take justice into their own hands. And the last thing that the justice system in this country really needs is the fact that they're inept. They're not qualified anymore. They're null and they're void. And that's where they're beginning to put themselves today in this country. Again, the report comes out that the judge has determined Gosnell will not face three counts of murder. Listen again carefully. This criminal, Gosnell, this murderer, You know him as an abortion doctor. He keeps the severed feet of aborted babies in jars in his clinic, and the judge has the audacity to determine that Gosnell will not face 3 counts of murder. Let me go on. Gosnell still faces the remaining 4 charges of first-degree murder and the deaths of newborn babies, and an additional charge of third-degree murder over the death of one of his abortion clients. Just one. Forget about the thousands upon thousands of babies that have been murdered in and outside of the womb. Gosnell's defense attorney, as if to say he has a defense, Jack McMahon, had asked that all 7 charges of first-degree murder be dismissed due to the lack of evidence.
That's incredible.
No, this is criminal.
Yes.
This defense attorney should be thrown in jail right along with this judge and Mr. Gosnell himself. Let me go on here, friends. I am shocked that these counts have been dismissed, said Cheryl Sullinger, senior policy advisor for Operation Rescue. Now listen to what she says. I have heard testimony by very credible witnesses to the effect that these babies were murdered in cold blood by Gosnell, and they cried and struggled for life. I'm pausing purposely, friends. As they cried and struggled for life, the doctor kills them regardless. Testimony in the trial so far has featured several of Gosnell's former employees who have recounted how babies were routinely born alive during Gosnell's abortion method. Gosnell or one of his untrained medical staff would then snip the spinal cord of the innocent babies when they came out of the womb. Witnesses have described seeing newborn babies breathing, writhing, it says, screeching, and in one Maccabee case, filleting about in a toilet trying to get out before meeting their demise at Gosnell's hands. The judge did not indicate why he dropped the 9 charges. I can tell you why he dropped the 9 charges. I already did. Because if he comes forth and says that this doctor, he is not a doctor, friends, just a clear, straight-up murderer, is guilty, then it shuts down the whole abortion industry. See, and someone's paying this guy off under the table and saying, hey, listen, you have to do this a certain way because if you don't, you're going to shut us down, and we can't have that. And this guy's going right along with it, friends. And I would go so far as to say that, first of all, I know that I'm right. Secondly, this judge himself should be thrown in jail for wresting judgment. That means perverting judgment in the case of the innocent. His purpose, again, is to play the referee concerning the law, not to legislate or to be an activist from the bench. We're talking about innocent babies, friends. Let me say this again. Gosnell has the severed feet in jars in his abortion clinic. Babies were born alive, screaming, and in one case, even swimming around in a toilet trying to thrive for life until it came at the demise at Gosnell's hands, meeting this criminal to their own demise. Gosnell, 72, still faces the death penalty if convicted on the remaining charges of murder. And the bottom line is, friends, is what does it take for the justice system, the injustice system in this country, to finally figure out what's right and wrong? Well, let me tell you this, friends. They know what's right and what's wrong. They know why they do what they do. You are not, again, I've said this 100 times, friends, and I hate to say it again, but I'm going to say it. How long are you going to allow this criminal administration to proceed with its un-American, unconstitutional, and unlawful acts towards you, the people? Because, America, you are under attack. There's no other way to say it. So here we are, looking at a judge dismissing murder charges against a man that is clearly out in the light of day, known for his crimes against the innocent. This is what I predict. If they were to drop all of these charges concerning this doctor, first of all, it's not going to be good for the justice system. Secondly, I will say this. This administration is beginning to cave, friends, because what's happening is America is beginning to become enraged. I want you to be careful, though. This individual, this administration, these bureaucracies around this criminal are doing nothing but creating domestic insurrection, and they're doing it for a reason. Pay attention to what's going on with Russia and China and foreign countries, because what they're trying to do is they're playing sleight of hand. They're trying to get you diverted to look at one thing while, in fact, they're doing something on the other side. For example, we can say, look what's going on down in the southern borders, case in point. Mm-hmm. Look at all the illegal illegal immigrants are coming across the borders. But what's going on in the northern borders? Is anybody paying attention? Because I could rest assured that more of them are coming from the northern borders than they are the southern borders. Well, you're paying attention to the southern or the right hand, guess what? They're pulling sleight of hand with the left, and they do it constantly, friends, and they're doing it again. Another case in point, look at this supposed bombing that took place in Boston. Now the FBI is fighting against the CIA, supposedly, and guess who's going to lose? No one cares if the FBI and the CIA get along, friends. What American people care about is justice. And guess what's not being taken care of or executed? Justice. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
While they play the blame game, the American people lose.
Playing politics all day long. Now, what's interesting along with that, we have the President of the United States, again, speaking of criminals. It's interesting that this criminal in office, who has voted over 241 times in the Oval Office to murder the innocent in the womb, it's interesting that he didn't want to make sure that he didn't vote against it just 241 times, friends. He also wanted to make sure that there was a doctor in the room making sure that the baby was snuffed out if it came out alive. Mm-hmm. So he's in complete agreement with Gosnell, by the way, friends. Mm-hmm. Complete. This man also professes his Christianity. Of course, we know a tree by its fruit. And we can see that this man is the opposite of everything he says. He puts light for darkness, darkness for light, and the such. Evil for good, good for evil. And when we begin to take a look at what's going on here, now what President Barack Hussein Obama is doing is he's beginning to distance himself from the Planned Parenthood organization. For example, Obama had been widely criticized for attending the gala in the shadow of the trial of abortionist Kermit Gosnell, who stands accused of murdering several newborn babies after botched late-term abortions. Critics also pointed to Planned Parenthood lobbyist Elisa Lapolt Snow's testimony before the Florida House, apparently defending infanticide, as well as revelations of horrendous conditions at Planned Parenthood in their clinics in Delaware. Mm-hmm. Friends, I also want you to understand the criminality of these people, and you also have to understand these people don't understand what they're at war with God, first and foremost. They may as well just, whatever their name may be, just put right in the middle, Cain, in every one of their names, friends, because literally they are at war with God. And I just want to tell you, those that advocate abortion and murder, I just want to tell you, why don't you go ahead and check out history, my friends. You lose time and time again. As I've said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And I want to remind you of something, too. Everybody that's listening to me right now, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. 78% of America sits back and allows this criminal administration, just like the last three and four administrations that have claimed their conservatism and their republicanism and their righteousness. Friends, not one of them has stopped abortion. They are all guilty of it. They will all stand before a just and a holy God. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. I just want to rest assured that those that advocate and those that commit the crimes, you are about to meet your God. Prepare to meet your God, friends, because you're going to find out that God does not tolerate crimes against his children in any sense of the word. But here we have President Barack Hussein Obama standing back and just distancing himself from another crime that he himself has advocated. Nothing new under the sun.
And something interesting to add to this, too, is that right now, Planned Parenthood is in super hot water because they knew about Gosnell's, what he was doing in his clinic before it even came to the trial and said absolutely nothing about it. Obviously,
of course.
Because they're guilty, right?
Of course.
But now that he's in the hot water.
Hang on a second, Heather. People in this country need to understand that there's nothing lawful about organizations such as Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing lawful. They're not like substantiated in righteousness or anything, friends. There's no righteous way to advocate a crime. All crime is motivated by hate. And isn't it interesting that you see these people that sit there and call you, decry you racist and hater, and when in fact they themselves are the ones that are advocating the very crimes that they claim they're the victims of.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah. But Planned Parenthood, going back to that, so they didn't say anything. They just kind of shuffled it under the carpet, but then it ended up getting exposed because of people who said, no, we need to stand for justice and expose Gosnell's horror and murder that he was doing. So now they're condemning him.
Okay, and when in fact, there has to be a fall guy.
Yeah.
Where's the state-run media and all this, friends? They're advocates and accomplices to murder, aren't they? Now you're beginning to understand what you're dealing with? Now you're beginning to understand, friends, that you are under attack? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things, not political leaders, not religious leaders, the little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect. And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing, and I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. We're talking to Heather right now. Jake's going to jump on in a couple minutes here. No, but friends, I was just telling the crew here, isn't it absolutely interesting that the legal system in America has people afraid to do the right thing? I mean, just think about this. Let's say there's a baby swimming around, and folks, I'm on the verge of breaking here. I don't understand what people don't understand. A little baby pulled out of his mother's womb and thrown in a toilet. And there's grown-ups standing there waiting to stab the baby to death. In America, you have been so stupefied and apathetic to believe that you have to walk around on eggshells to defend an innocent baby swimming around in a toilet. And you sit there and you do nothing. And you let them do it. And you let them do it. The left and the right. When are you going to get sick and tired of hearing the left and the right and the left and the right and the left and the right as you lose? And as the innocent lose their lives? I mean, just think about this. For those that are stupid enough to fall for that mentality of the left and the right. The left has you believing that you better watch it concerning our organization that kills babies. You better just watch how you deal with us. You better just watch how we'll take care of people like you if you stand up for life. We'll have our attorney general who's in bed with Planned Parenthood in the abortion industry, namely his wife, will even attack little old ladies that stand up to prevent murder in the wombs. Oh, friends, I'm not creating or fabricating anything. This is what's going on. How long, America, are you going to allow a criminal administration to violate, and not only violate, but kill the innocent in the womb when God told you? 78% of you sit there and tell everybody else that you're a professed Christian, you love God, but when it comes to what God says, you just might not disagree. You just might disagree with it because, you know, after all, I might actually have to stand up and be a Protestant, a Protestant. I might have to stand up against those in your government that murder at will and get paid to do it. Oh, that's just too extreme. Yes, it is. It's really extreme. It's really extreme when a government advocates murder of innocent babies in a womb, namely a little baby swimming around in a toilet trying to get out, gasping for air, looking for some grown-up to stand up for his life and to pull him out of the toilet and go to government and have these people thrown in jail at least for their crimes against the innocent. That's the voice of a prophet, by the way, friends. Like it or not. That is a prophetic message, friends. And let me tell you this. It doesn't take a prophet to tell you that. It takes a little common sense for you to respond to a little innocent baby. Hey, friends, one more thing. Gosnell has severed feet in a jar in his clinic. Mm-hmm. And you have a judge. You have an attorney general. You have a president. And just think, you have people, bureaucracies, that stand behind this criminal. And why would they stand around this criminal, friends? Because they themselves are accomplices to the murder. And so are you if you allow it. Mm-hmm. I remember D. James Kennedy once said, and I'll never forget it, 72-year-old man, a faithful preacher, that man of God, stands up in the face of this country and he says, well, 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Over 4,000 babies in the womb will be murdered today. That was under George W. Bush, too. Remember that Christian president America has fell for? Now they're beginning to figure out him. After the fact, after the damage is done, they figure out Daddy Bush, and then they find out about Prescott Bush, his dad, how he financed Hitler's war, and then they find, now they're talking about Jeb in Florida, how this guy's just a loon. But how many years did it take? Instead of paying attention to the fruit on the tree, they wait for trees to be planted all over the country that are corrupt just like the one they tolerated, and then they wonder why they're in their predicament that they're in.
You know, it's interesting, too, is that this is America's Holocaust, and it's happened. If you look back with Hitler and we've actually just celebrated.
This is worse.
That's right. There was the National Holocaust Day. So there were pictures all over the place of this monstrosity that happened with Germany in the 40s and what Hitler did to the Jews and to his own people, 11 million of his own people. And there's been over 55 million babies that have been aborted. That's the Holocaust five times over, at least, in our country. And we're looking at it before our very own eyes, just like the people, like you said, the Germans, some of them were wiping off the ashes of their own on their cars.
You look at the people, the spirit of these people, the Feinsteins and the Napolitanos, you look at these people that have been put into federal position. They're dangerous people, friends. They're dangerous to who you are and what you're about. As a matter of fact, they themselves said it. They've already accused you of being terrorists, friends. They're already labeling you as terrorists, domestic terrorists. Who? Not the enemy that you know. No, you're the enemy. They're labeling you as the enemy. Of course. Oh, by the way, breaking news. Staffer said baby and dropped Gosnell charge. This judge that dropped one of the charges, the baby was beheaded. The baby was beheaded, friends. Yet you heard me right. And we're sitting here talking about on the radio about how bad this organization is and that organization is, and look at the government's doing. Friends, you have absolutely nothing to complain about if you tolerate it. The numbers are not with these people. They're criminal. If you're in one of these criminal organizations and you're standing up against them, rest assured you have the people in this republic behind you. And let me tell you this, too. You don't have a minority with you. You may have a minority when it comes to courage and bravery, but I guarantee you, those are those men and women that God stands with. Remember what John Knox rightly said, right? A man with God is in the majority, and friends, he is. Let me tell you that. He is. and we win the day, you have the support of the American people. It's time for people in this country to play out the leadership that God has called you to be. If you see what the problem is, he's given you grace and mercy to see the problem. He's called you to correct the problem. And that's what it comes down to. And again, it doesn't take a majority to prevail. It takes a minority, an irate, tireless minority, to blow it in the wind, friends. And this is exactly why the Sons of Liberty are here today. Today, Judge Jeffrey P. Meinhardt clarified that he did not intend, the same judge, friends, did not intend to drop the first-degree murder charges for baby C. A baby witness said, was breathing for 20 minutes before it was stabbed in the neck by Linda Williams in Gosnell's presence. Here, let me say it again. A baby witness said was breathing for 20 minutes before it was stabbed in the neck by Linda Williams in Gosnell's presence. Instead, murder charges would have been dismissed in the death by baby F, for which there was less compelling evidence. By the way, they have to call them baby A, B, C, D, because, see, they didn't live long enough to actually give them names, friends. Nevertheless, the dismissals are expected to have little effect on the trial's outcome. Court record shows that Gosnell still faces over 380 criminal counts that this administration advocates. The crimes that he's being charged with, friends, they've been given the okay by this administration to commit, including five murder charges. A conviction of any first-degree murder counts would mean he could still receive the death penalty or life in prison without parole. Why would they put him, like, life in prison? I don't understand that. I mean, the guy kills thousands of babies, and for some reason the American people are supposed to be merciful to such a man as that? A beast is that? A devil is that?
We covered that last week in our Constitution course. What is cruel and unusual punishment? Well, if you look at it right now, we can see what's cruel and unusual is what this man does. There's only one reason there is something called Planned Parenthood in America. There's only one reason why there is somebody called a Dr. Gosnell in America. And that was because America went to sleep when the Supreme Court of the United States unconstitutionally usurped the laws of our republic, and said we will now protect men like Gosnell. And this is why they're in a predicament right now, and I believe it's completely God's hands.
And they're protecting themselves, by the way.
Why is Planned Parenthood not being prosecuted, although they knew the whole time this criminal is doing what he was doing, and they do the same things themselves? This is why. Because money is being made. Because in America right now, those that are on the Hill and those that are in charge of lawmaking, they allow this to pass because there's multi-million-dollar and billion-dollar organizations that they are protecting. But do they protect life? Do they protect liberty? And do they protect property? And everybody that goes along day by day by day saying that's just the way that the world has become now, your rights are next. If you look in America,
that's
we
right.
are being suffocated daily because what we have tolerated for over 30 years.
Yeah.
The basic elementary thing that God gives us is life. That is our ability to enjoy liberty and property afterwards. That is under attack. There is only one reason. There's only one reason. If you're a mayor and you listen to this show, and there is an abortion clinic in your town, eradicate it. You're the executive. You're the one who has the responsibility to do it. You as people, yes, you can vote people in, but until people in Congress, until people in government start to know that you mean business, they don't act.
It doesn't matter because sooner or later they're going to be removed anyways because you got a younger generation shutting down abortion clinics all over
this
country saying you're not going to kill off our generation. So you just go ahead and you go for the ride. And again, as I said before, prepare to meet your God, friends, because sooner or later, you're not promised tomorrow. Life is but a vapor. You will stand before the judge, and rest assured, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, who does not tolerate what you do. Get Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1st Sound 318.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.